Rabbi Joel Rembaum, who is Rabbi Emeritus of Temple Beth Am, so wishes he could be here to honor his mentor, his friend, Rabbi Jack Pressman. But since he's out of the country, he was unable to be here today, and so he sent some words of eulogy that I will share with you in his place. A fire burned in Rabbi Jacob Pressman's soul. It was fueled by commitment, loyalty, creativity, and a passion for the good. He was well known in the Los Angeles Jewish community for his many communal achievements. He helped establish key Jewish educational institutions, even as he molded the congregation he served as senior rabbi for 35 years, Temple Beth Am. He molded it into one of the leading conservative synagogues in America. He was a leader in the support of the State of Israel and an articulate advocate for many just causes. And his inspirational preaching moved and challenged his audiences for decades. His greatest impact, however, was on the individuals whose lives he touched. It is not coincidental that just as he was a rabbi, his eldest son Daniel became a rabbi, that he loved music and singing, and his younger son Joel, of blessed memory, became a music teacher and a cantorial soloist. And he was an ardent Zionist, and his daughter Judy made Aliyah and lives in Israel. To be sure, his beloved wife of over 70 years, Marjorie, had something to do with all of this. He was greatly appreciated for the wisdom he shared with the many lay and professional people who turned to him for advice. He was revered by the countless women and men who came to him with pain in their hearts, seeking solace and comfort when they faced a personal crisis or lost a loved one, and found healing in his words and presence. And rest assured, we had a great impact on him. He deeply loved people. This became most obvious to me when he would co-officiate at the funerals of the people he had served for so many decades, regardless of their station in life. Routinely, this man, who for me was a pillar of strength over the years, would conclude his eulogy, turn away from the congregation, take his seat next to me, and wipe away the tears that welled up in his eyes and rolled down his cheeks. He had lost a dear friend, and it pained him. So you see, when he began his sermons with the words, "Dear friends," he really meant it. I believe the person who had the greatest impact on Jack Pressman was Margie Pressman. Rabbi Jack and I were sitting together on the Bima one Shabbat morning, as we always did, and Margie walked into the sanctuary. At this point in time, they were into their sixth decade of marriage. He leaned over to me and said, "You know, whenever she walks into a room, she catches my eye and my heart goes a flutter." Margie, we are deeply saddened by your loss and hope you will find comfort in the fact that you and Jack shared so many meaningful moments together. On a personal note, Rabbi Jacob Pressman was my rabbi for over 60 years. He was one of the rabbis who inspired me to become a rabbi. When I assumed the spiritual leadership of Beth Am upon his retirement, he ensured that there was a seamless transition of leadership. He then supported my efforts to introduce new programs and build new facilities to keep the congregation moving forward. He took pride in my achievements and commended me for them. Over the years, we shared many words of Torah, and since he had a sense of humor as offbeat as mine, we laughed a lot together. I was a product of the institutions that he helped create, and I in turn supported them during my rabbinate. In so many ways, we were on the same wavelength and resonated with each other in our commitments and interests. Ours was a very special Rabbi Emeritus Senior Rabbi relationship, and I very much appreciated that relationship, and I told him so. I often would report to him about the other colleagues who cried on my shoulder about how they were challenged by their emeriti. They would belittle their work and were jealous of their accomplishments. I would simply tell them, "I don't know what you're talking about. I am blessed. Jack Pressman is my emeritus, and I will miss him." The fire that burned in Rabbi Jack's soul is no longer in our midst. The sparks that fire generated continue to burn, however, in the souls of the multitudes whose lives he touched. I know that I am aware of their presence in my soul, and I am sure that others have the same awareness. While Margie, Danny, Judy, and the rest of the Pressman family will miss him the most, we all will miss Rabbi Jacob Pressman's physical presence. But at the same time, we will all be very grateful that we had him in our midst and as part of our lives for so many decades, and that he has left behind such a magnificent legacy of love. He was a gift from God and a blessing in his life, and he will always remain a blessing in our hearts and our memories. Yehi Zichro Baruch.